Welcome to the Tune Into You Meditation Podcast, where you can take a few moments to tap in, turn on, and come alive from the inside out with your guide, self-love specialist, Jennifer DeVue.
Everyone needs attention, especially as little children. It's obvious that as human beings, attention is something that we crave and desire and ultimately actually need in order to be happy and fulfilled in our lives. Now, most of us wouldn't necessarily make a 2 or 3 year old feel bad or wrong for wanting attention. And yet this is something that we do to ourselves all the time. Now, the funny thing about attention, just like many, many, many other things in life, is that when we don't feel like we need it, that's often when we get it the most. And the reason for that is because most of us want to be free of the need for attention. And so when we see someone that is seemingly free from this need, we're so attracted to them. We want to know, what do they have or what are they doing that allows them to be so secure, to be so content within themselves? So how do we get there? How do we become that person that just seems so carefree, so relaxed and content within themselves that they don't even need the attention of others? One thing I know for certain is that forgiveness is magical. Forgiveness has the ability to free ourselves, to release old fears and attachments, and to open up a space of ease within our own heart. What I'm speaking about specifically today is forgiveness of self, compassionate self-forgiveness. Where do you need to forgive you for past mistakes, for having the need for attention, for desiring and needing to be loved and cared for? Let's take a few moments and give all of that to ourselves today. And one last thing before we get started. If you've found yourself needing attention and probably feeling a little bad about that, I want you to go out into the world and do something that brings you joy. Maybe it's reading a novel. Maybe it's going for a hike. Maybe it's playing make-believe like you did when you were just a little child. Maybe you go out into the forest and talk to the trees and use your imagination and imagine all the fairies come out and talk back to you. Whatever it is, it doesn't really matter. Just something to bring a little joy, a little adventure, a little spice into your life. I know for myself, when I'm craving attention, it's usually because I've put too much pressure on myself and my life has become a drudge. And just doing something fun just for me can get me out of that funk, bring me back to my fully magnetic self, where others are just naturally drawn in by my own ease, my own inner joy. So with that said, let's go ahead and get comfortable. Find yourself that comfortable position, sitting up or lying down. Allow your eyes to gently drift closed. I'd like you to simply begin to imagine that you're in a boat and you're just sailing along. And you have a paddle in your hand and you can decide which direction the boat will go. And as you're moving along, you can go any direction you want. But there's a sense that whatever direction you go, you're moving forward. And I want you to really get a sense of this now. So notice the texture of the handle of the paddle. You might imagine the light in the sky dancing off of the ripples of the water all around. Notice the color of the boat, how big it is, what shape is it. Are there any sounds that you can hear? Are you on a lake or a river or out at sea? Is the sky bright and clear? Are there clouds? Maybe there's a gentle breeze blowing. And you can notice the temperature of the air. And as you're moving along, you'll notice that for each and everything that you feel bad about, there's a stone in the boat. Maybe your boat is so incredibly weighed down with stones that it hardly moves at all. You may even worry that water will begin to pour in. And so I'd like you to take the first stone. Notice what this represents for you, something you feel bad about, either from the present or the past, or even the imagined future. And I'd like you to imagine that now you have the ability to forgive yourself, knowing that you can only move forward from here. So take that stone in your hands. Notice what lesson, what gift it had for you. If any, maybe something you'd like to do differently, but more than likely, it's just old weight, and it's time to let it go. So take that stone and toss it into the water. No longer allowing it to hold you down. It just sinks, floating all the way down to the bottom of the water. And the little bubbles that rise up as it falls are like the fresh new air you can breathe now that you're allowing this sense of release and relief to enter your heart. There may be some wisdom that also bubbles up, remembering perhaps how precious you truly are, how worthy of love, how innocent. Let that inner wisdom bubble up. That voice that says that everything's going to be okay. The voice that says no matter what trials you go through, you're just as worthy and deserving of love as anyone else. just like that little toddler that just cries out for attention, is so, so worthy of love. And now one by one, pick up the stones and toss them as you choose each time to forgive yourself. And let the bubbles bring new wisdom to the surface. Each time. Notice how light, how free you begin to feel. When the last stone falls away, and you begin to move forward again, drifting along effortlessly in any direction you choose. You are free now, and only you have the ability to make you feel bad about you, or to choose this compassionate self-forgiveness and continue in spite of any mistakes you have made, in spite of everything, to move forward into a new sense of peace, listening to that deep inner wisdom as it bubbles up from deep within. And I promise you, you can trust this voice of love. And you might notice there's an island up ahead. And as you paddle over, you can shore your boat. And as you step out onto the island, this majestic, beautiful place represents where you are going. The place you can only reach when you choose to forgive yourself. And as you step out, just take a look around and notice how it feels to be in this place. The beauty, the relaxation, the comfort, the adventure. Know that this is waiting, waiting for you. As you find your way gently back to your body, back into the room, maybe take a deep breath and when you're ready, open your eyes. But before you get back to your day, I invite you to take a few moments to appreciate you for taking this time to tune in to you. Thank you so much for listening to Tune Into You Meditation Podcast. If you enjoy these episodes, please be sure to leave us a rating and a review. You can also find me on Facebook at Jennifer DeVue Coaching and online at jenniferdevue.com.